Couple places in your Bible this morning. Turn, if you will, to left to right, Romans. Romans chapter 1, but then also 1 John chapter 1 as well. Romans chapter 1 and 1 John chapter 1. We'll start in 1 John. You can either save your place. We'll just read a couple of verses out of 1 John, then we'll go over to Romans. First John chapter 1, we'll give you well in verse 5. 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5, and God's Word says, "This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth." Verse 7. "But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin." Let's pray. God, we thank You for this morning. Thank You for Your Word. God, we thank You for the Bible. God, we ask You to give us something this morning. We know that we need to be taught. God, that we need to learn. We need to have our hearts and our minds stirred up from Your Word. God, we ask that the Holy Spirit would be present here today, God, working in the pews. We ask that You would give us something this morning, God, that will instruct us and teach us, God, in Your precious and instructing name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, 1 John chapter 1, and give you a little bit of background of 1 John, and then we'll go over to Romans chapter 1. We can tell just by reading in the first couple verses that John isn't there. John's writing to somebody. Well, how do we know that John's writing it, first of all? Because he doesn't say, "I, John," or anything like that. Some of the ways that we know this is from internal evidence. When you read through 1 John, you see things that remind you of the Gospel of John. And as you go through the Gospel of John, you'll see certain phrases and certain things that he says the exact same. We write these things unto you that you might know that you have life, that you might know that you have eternal life, that you might know the Son. Those things that I just said are paraphrasing verses from the book of John, also verses from 1 John. All right. If you read the book of John, you're going to find the Word of life. You're going to find the light of the Gospel, and you're going to find eternal life being represented by Jesus Christ. You also find that in 1 John. Look at verse. If you're still in 1 John chapter 1, look at verse 1. "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it." Notice the "we" and the "us" and the "you." "And bear witness," so we are bearing witness, "and showing unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you." So there's a difference between "we" and "you." There's two groups here. And the groups are the apostles, or those that were with Jesus Christ. The second group is those that were saved later on, after Jesus Christ. That's how we know the timeline of when 1 John was written, is that it was later on. And later on in chapter 2, John writing says, "To the fathers, to the young men, and to the children," 1 John is written. So we have three generations of Christians, which also takes time, as you know. Look at verse 3. "That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us." Okay, that "we" and that "you" gets combined into one, and truly our fellowship, that's the new us, is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. You notice that Trinity there in verse 3, there's one part missing. Truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. That's because our fellowship is through the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we can't reach into heaven. Well, without the Holy Spirit, we can't commune with God or pray or even be in the right spirit to be able to talk to God. All right, so our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. "These things write we unto you," the two groups, "that your joy may be full." And then it gets into the verse that we're talking about. "This, then, is the message which we have heard of Him." This is a combined. They've heard it. They've told us. Now, we all know. and declare unto you, that's us, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. For us to be able to be in fellowship and for us to be able to be in the same mind, number one, we have to have heard the same gospel. There's two different groups here. The only thing that combines them, and I jumped the gun and said it was in verse 5, but it's in verse 6 is when the we becomes the same group. The only way that you becomes we and that us has fellowship with you or you all is that the gospel has to be presented to both. It has to be Christians. Look at the top of your, if you have your, if you're in 1 John there, you look at the top of the, maybe the heading to 1 John, it says in your Bible, maybe it says the first epistle general of John. That's one of the ways we know that John wrote it. Alright? Church history. Well, if you were to ever decide that Bible Baptist Church isn't for you, and you were to go and join on with First Methodist Church of Cambridge, Ohio, I don't know if there's one, I'm sure there is, I don't know. Alright, but if you were to join that church, alright, you might not look in your Bible and look at the chapter heading or the book heading and see the first epistle general of John. Why? Their church history is different. You go back into their church history, it doesn't start with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, upon this rock, I will build my church. Alright, well if you go back into theirs, you're going to see some men that founded churches, that built churches, that separated from the Catholic Church, and later on will rejoin back into the Catholic Church. But for now, they're out on their own, and their church history is different from ours. Their church starts back in 300 AD, 500 AD. It doesn't start back with, I will build my church. So our church history is different. How do you know John wrote 1 John? Our church history tells us. All right. One of the ways that you know. And if they're wrong there, where else are they wrong? What other type of teaching do they have wrong? Look at verse 5, or verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. There's darkness in their teaching. What I want to talk about this morning, and look at the last phrase in verse 5. And declaring to you that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Look over at Romans chapter 1. What I want to talk to you about this morning, what time is this? 10:30? What I want to talk to you about this morning is your philosophy. Your philosophy. The way that you think. The way that you teach, because you do teach. The way that you lead. Why you say what you say. Why you do what you do. It's based on your philosophy. Your philosophy is one of two things. Truth or error. And how much untruth do you have to be an error? Well, any amount. Well, in God is no darkness at all. None. In fact, the Bible says in another place, that it not only is God, is there no darkness at all, but there's no shadow of turning. God doesn't even cast a shadow. He's straight up and down, no shadow. Alright? All good things come from God and there's no shadow from Him. He doesn't even cast a shadow. No darkness at all. So if you look back in your philosophy, if you look back in the way that you think, and you find darkness or doubt, or error, but you say that you're walking in the light, well, you lie and say not the truth. You do not the truth. That's what 1 John says. So where did you go wrong? All right. Imagine if you would, and this isn't a white wall anymore, but imagine if you would, that truth is a straight line across this wall right here. All right. Would you mind if I draw on the wall? If there's a straight line across this wall and that is truth, all right. Well, imagine if you veer off of that path just a little bit. Now, from knowing the Scripture, something's going to happen automatically. You're going to be convicted by the Holy Spirit of God. But at that point, you're going to have a choice in your heart as to whether to get back on truth or to establish your new way of truth. It's me truth.
It's my truth. It's my way of truth. It's what I think. And that's when you build your own philosophy. Well, that's just the way I think it is. Well, that's what I think is right. And you've got your own philosophy. That's why try to witness to somebody who was born and raised in a Catholic church. Or in the Catholic church. All right? Well, here's truth, and here's what they've been taught, and you're going to try to tell them truth. And their foundation is established. Their foundation is built. That's their truth. That to them is 100% true, and you're telling them something else. And they struggle with that. Imagine, if you will, some of the missionaries that we have that are going over to places like maybe Eastern Africa, Northern Africa, or the Middle East, or Turkey, or something like that, where it's Muslim. And they've been born and raised in Muslim teachings and philosophy. Well, to them, that is truth. And you're not going to get them to go from what they believe and to get them to, okay, I'll believe you and just go to your truth. Only God can do that. Only God can create a change of heart like that. Only through the Holy Spirit. That's why God says when the Holy Spirit's working in 1 John, we have fellowship with the Father and with the Son. Well, that's through the Holy Spirit. And the only way that can happen, because they've veered off so far. Well, how do you know that 2 years ago, Bob Lethley didn't start to think that Bob Lethley's way was right? And when the Holy Spirit convicted Bob Lethley, he said, I don't care about one thing or another, and went his own way, and now my philosophy, there's darkness all over the place. You ever met somebody that you said, man, that guy knows the Word of God inside and out, but he is just wrong in that one area? Okay, why is that? Because there's some darkness there. There's some error there. Well, what you think about anything affects what you think about everything. And somewhere along the line, well, that's, he's wrong, or he's right, but he's just wrong in that one area. Somewhere along the line, it's going to affect something else that he thinks and something else that he believes. All right, well, how do you get your philosophy right? Well, it has to come back down to truth. And it has to be veered back onto truth. Because truth isn't going to move for me, and truth isn't going to move for you, so you have to get yourself back to truth. Alright. Well, look here in Romans chapter 1, and you see a downward spiral of error in philosophy. Romans chapter 1. Remember they said that there was no darkness at all. Look at verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Where did darkness come from? If we walk in the light, we have fellowship one with another. If we walk in darkness and say that we're in the light, we lie and do not the truth. So where did this darkness come from? Well, it says, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, their foolish heart was darkened. Let's read on. Let's see how far this philosophy, or allowing this thing to continue, will take you. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. We probably all know somebody that would fall into that category. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, into birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. In other words, they made God something they could control. They made God something they could put on a shelf, or something they could lock up in a closet, or something they could cover up with a blanket, or something that they could talk to and it wouldn't say anything back to them that they didn't want to hear. They made God controllable. They brought God down from where He set Himself. And, you know, none of us will ever have the exalted place that God has. None of us will ever sit on the throne that God sits on. But sometimes in our heart, we dethrone God and place ourselves on that throne. When we become the judge and ruler of the universe, well, the Bible says there's only one potentate, there's only one judge, there's only one God, there's only one ruler, and that's God. He has that exalted place. Well, who else did ascended and was given that exalted place at the right hand of God? That's Jesus Christ. But when we take Him down and make Him into an idol and put Him on a shelf, He no longer has that exalted place. He just has that that place right here. Well, we might not go to that extent, but when we start in verse 21, and when we know God, but we glorify Him not as God, we're doing the same thing. We're taking Him down from His exalted place, and we're putting Him on a shelf. We're putting Him where we're comfortable with, what's convenient for us. Let's read on verse 23. Change the glory of uncorruptible God into an image made in like corruptible man, birds, four-footed beasts, creeping things. Verse 24. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts. You notice it didn't start with God. It didn't start with your neighbor. It didn't start with somebody else. It started with your own heart. What'll take you from being in the light, from being in the fellowship with your fellow Christians, and you know, as a church, you're supposed to have unity. There's supposed to be a unity of spirit. There's supposed to be a unity of heart. There's supposed to be a unity of cleanliness. There's supposed to be a unity from brother to brother, from sister to sister, in the body. There's supposed to be unity. Well, what'll cause that darkness? Where does it start? With individuals following the lust of their own hearts and not honoring God nor being thankful. To dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator. In other words, you're making what God has created the Creator. You're making, look around, everything around you is created or made by God, and you're making that God. We know, all right? If I don't read this, I don't know. And we're supposed to stand on our faith, and our faith is based on the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. But if I'm not reading it, then I don't know, and I'm not standing on faith, what am I standing on? But I still have an opinion. Well, I still have a philosophy. Well, I still have what I think is right, but I don't have what really is right. And I'm changing the truth of God into a lie because I'm still saying it's the truth. I know what I'm talking about. But there's darkness. And I'm saying, no, there's not any darkness. I know exactly what I'm talking about. But professing myself to be wise, I'm a fool. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. It's foolishness. It's darkness. You don't know what the light is, all right? Changing it into a light. All right, now I'm going to jump on the guys in here for just a second. Verse 26. For this cause, God gave them up to vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. You notice it says, he's talking to these people about the things they were doing, and then he says, and even the women. So who is he talking to before that? The men. Okay, so where did it start? With the men. All right. Oftentimes you hear a lot, somebody gets, and hopefully the pastor didn't say this within the past message or something like that, because then we pounced on him. All right, but I doubt he did, and he knows better. All right, no, I'm just kidding. All right. If the pastor were to get up and just start blaming women, you would know something was wrong. All right, but how many times do you hear, well, there was a case of rape. Look where the woman was. Look how she was dressed. If you dress that way, that's something that'll happen. Well, listen to me. The woman's a victim. Okay? Should she have, is there things that she did wrong? Yes. She did not rape herself. Okay? Look behind the pornography industry. You think it's women? It's not. It's men. Look behind most of the powerhouses of sin. Countries, terror, alcohol, drugs. It's men. It's men behind it. It's men pushing it. It's men enforcing it. It's men that are the leaders into sin. So how do you stop that? Are you a man? Don't lead into sin. Be one of the ones that stands up against it and fights against sin. Well, where does it start? Well, I'm just pulling out one point here that looks at a downward spiral, and halfway through it says, and even the women. All right? Which makes me look at myself and say, well, I better not be one of the ones. If there is a tendency in me to do that, then I don't want to be one of those leaders that leads somebody's philosophy or somebody's teaching towards sin. Where does it start? With darkness. Allowing some amount of error or some amount of darkness, and my philosophy gets twisted, and I start to lead in a wrong direction. For this cause, God gave them up in the vile affection, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. You know, it's not natural for a Christian to sin. It's not natural for a Christian to sin. You know, I don't think the moment you were born, you were created. I think you were made. I don't think you were created. But I think the moment that you're born again, I think you're created. You know that all things that were created and all the things that were created and made by Him? Well, what things were created? Well, the world was created, the universe was created, mankind was created, new creatures are created. Everything else is just made after the form and likeness of that which was before it, your father and your mother. You're made after the likeness of your father and your mother, their God, which is the devil at the moment of birth. All right. Well, when you're made a new creature, you're created, a soul is saved, you're made a new creature, your spirit is made alive, it's quickened, made alive, and you are a new creature, a creation of God. For this cause gave them up in the vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use in that which is against nature. As a Christian, it's not natural for you to sin. It's not natural for you to sin. You say, well, it's natural for my flesh. Are you your flesh? Are you just a body? Are you just a physical body? Well, you're not. You're a new creature. Something has been created. You're a child of God. That's who you are. A child of God. Not a sinner. You're a child of God. So why do you sin? All right. So why do you sin? You're not primarily a sinner and secondarily saved. You're not primarily a child of God and primarily a child of the devil and secondarily a child of God. No, you're saved. You're a joint heir with Christ. And so you shouldn't continue in sin that grace may abound. You shouldn't choose to sin, but that you should choose godliness. That's what comes first in your heart. All right? If this morning or today or tomorrow or this week you're choosing everything else, well, then you're doing something that's not in your nature. You're doing something that goes against your nature of your godliness. Right? We know the difference between flesh and spirit. Verse 27, likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust in the same sin that the women did, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men working that which is unseemly, not natural, and receiving in themselves that recompense of the error which was meet. God's giving us an illustration here, and one of the worst, if you will, of what happens when your philosophy gets darkened. He's giving us an illustration here. This isn't the only one. So if you say, well, I'm not homosexual, I'm not a sodomite, then my philosophy must be right. This is just an illustration. And you can see that in the verses. This is an illustration of one case of when this happens. Idolatry, rebellion, and pride. The Bible says that the sin of Sodom was the sin of pride. Before it was homosexuality, it was pride. My way over God's way. The first mention of homosexuality is Genesis 13:13, and there's 13 words in Genesis 13:13, and it's talking about Sodom. Right? Rebellion, pride. These types of things. When you dethrone God and you place yourself as the judge and things like that, you have darkness. Right? But with God, there is no darkness. Not even a shadow of Him turning. He's the same. His ways are fixed. Immutable. Unmovable. Always the same. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Never changing. That's truth. We want to get into that. We want to get into that truth. Verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, they're fighting God. They're trying to get God out of their life. They're trying to get God out of their mind. They're trying to get rid of God. So they're trying to disprove God. Well, I know better than that. You can't know better than this. This has been exalted above His very name. Been exalted above His very name, and we're to bow at His name. And we're saved by His name. So you definitely can't reach all the way up and even try to disprove this. You can't even try to disprove this. Alright. Whether you believe it or not, it's true. Whether you think it's true or not, it's true. So if we want to get in truth, and we want to make sure there's no darkness in us, it's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is how we get the light. This is how we get a true philosophy, a correct philosophy, way of thinking. All right, verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. All right. Being filled with all, now look at this list. Being filled. Alright. Remember in 1 John we read a verse about that your joy might be full and that you might be filled with joy. Look at what these people are filled with. Being filled with all. Filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things. In Psalms, David said, woe unto them that would invent evil and think of evil on their bed at night. I mean, just to try to come up with a new way of evil. Try to come up with a new way to be more and more evil. Like commercials. I don't know. You know, like they're just trying to come up with a new form of violence. A new form of wickedness. All right, inventors, they're inventors of evil things, at the end of verse 30. Disobedient to parents, that's in there. Inventors of evil thing and disobedient to parents. Without understanding, covenant breakers. Can I say something about that disobedient to parents? Question is always brought up when you talk about that. Well, what about the kid with bad parents? Okay. The Bible says, honor your father and your mother. Alright. Who gave that honor to the parents? Did they earn it themselves? Did parents decide to be that parenting would be a honorable thing? No, God did. God established the home. God established parenting. God established that there would be two people to make a child and then to take care of that child and to raise that child. God established a position of honor. Just like we talked about, God gave Jesus Christ a position of honor. God gave parents a position of honor. So they can't even take themselves out of that position of honor. So it doesn't matter what type of a parent a child has, they still honor their parent. Because that parent didn't create the position of honor, they can't take away the position of honor. God did. And only God could possibly take that position away. And He hasn't. He said, honor your parents. Right. So it's not based on them. It has nothing to do with them. It has to do with God. God gave them the position, only He can take it away. And verse 31, without understanding. In other words, what the verse said in verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. In verse 31, they're without understanding. They think they're wise, they have no idea what they're talking about. Covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. All right, these people have no peace, they're violent, they're chaotic. They're out to get you. They're coming up with new ways to get you. They're thinking about new ways to get you. All right? This is the world. If you're into politics, this is the state. All right? This is the university. All right? This is the state. No, not all of them. All right? But there are people out there that want to lead you astray. And there are people out there trying to come up with new ways to get you. Oh, but they're naturally good. They're going against nature. Their affection is against their nature. They're ungodly. They're wicked. There is nothing good about them. And not only that, but if they had their way, you would be steeped in wickedness yourself. Why is that? Because that's what their father's like. The devil. That's what he's like. All right. verse 32, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. You know, if you're walking in the light, you have fellowship one with another, and the precious blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin, that's a little bit different than these guys, who not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. All right? One way or the other, you're going to want to be around the people of like mind. The Bible says, can two men walk together except they be agreed? And the answer is no. If you don't agree with the person you're walking with, you're not going to want to walk with them very long. You have to want to walk with them. You have to be in agreement with them. You have to be of like mind and of like spirit and of like heart. All right. Well, these people are going to walk with people just like them. They're going to be with people just like them, which for us is good because then you can mark them. All right. If there's ever going to be division in this church, it's not going to be one person because one person can't divide a church. That's one person. All right. But when he gets people of like mind in darkness who believe the way that they do and they're malicious, malicious was one of these, and they're backbiters, and they're inventors of new ways of evil, and they're disobedient to parents, and they're wicked, and they're unrighteous, and they're covetous, malicious. All right? They'll get more people just like them piled in around them, and that's how they'll break up the unity. All right? Well, how does it start? It starts with verse 21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. Neither were thankful. But became vain, without power, without use, in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Alright, turn back to 1 John, we'll read that verse again. 1 John chapter 1. Each and every one of you in here know God. You know God. You have a relationship with God. But the moment that you're not thankful, are you thankful this morning for God? The moment that you don't glorify Him as God, He's the only potentate, the righteous judge, He's the only ruler, potentate of the universe. He's the judge. He is on that throne. I can't take Him off and place myself there. The moment I do that, I'm walking in darkness. And even though I might profess myself to be wise, my philosophy is way off. The way I think about things, which makes me make the choices that I choose, makes me continue to think on things, it's in darkness. And I'm foolish. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. We need to have a good philosophy. We need to have a proper way of thinking, motivation, inspiration, everything about it. We need to know truth. And the only way for us to know truth is to know Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And upon hearing the gospel and upon knowing the light, we need a daily light shining on our path. And that's the Word of God. And the moment that we get away from this, we start to get darkness in, which makes us, well, maybe it's not so bad to do this. Well, maybe this is the way I should be a husband. Or maybe this is the way I should be a coworker. Maybe this is how I should respond to this situation. Maybe this makes sense when it comes to tithes and offering. Maybe this makes sense this morning. Or it's okay, this and that and all these other kinds. It's just a little bit of darkness. That's where it starts. The future progression, staying in that state, is pretty bad. And you're not better than these guys were. And you're not made of something that these guys weren't made of. Alright? When they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. You know God today, are you glorifying Him as God? Are you walking in the light? It starts with reading His Word. Alright? This is the only way to get truth. And when you don't have that, you don't have fellowship around the corner with those that are next to you, left and right. Alright? Let's walk in the light and not in darkness.